All right, well, tonight we are starting a new series called Things Guys Want Girls to Know and Things Girls Want Guys to Know. Everybody go, ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. And we're not going to be talking about everything, okay? That's a conversation with your parents. Whoops. But, hey, we can just sit up here looking good, guys. Can we do that? We can just sit in silence. That's okay. I picked the three best-looking guys up here, so.
Because you're not one of the three best-looking guys.
Okay. Okay, but. Through the hope of this, the next 2 weeks, so this week it's a panel of guys, next week it's a panel of girls. The hope of this is that we just kind of make some clarifications when it comes to certain things, like gender stereotypes, relationships, and faith, okay? And these are good to clarify or to make known, especially in a world where they're telling you all different kinds of things about sexuality, about relationships, about your faith, about gender stereotypes. Okay. Hey, guys, like I said, we're good with just sitting up here. These chairs are really comfortable. So, and just a disclaimer, we are going to be talking about, like, relationship dating stuff. Everybody go, ooh. However, listen. We are talking about it only because we are aware that dating is happening, not because we're supporting you dating, okay? That's a conversation that you need to have with your parents about when you can date, when it's okay to date, all that kind of stuff, okay? We're not putting our stamp of approval on middle school dating. Please don't go home and tell your parents that. But we're going to talk about it tonight. Are you guys ready to talk about it? Are you guys ready to talk about it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I am ready.
So, I think this topic is specifically near and dear to me, my heart, because when I was in middle school, I dated a lot. Right. I dated a lot. I was. Hey guys, we can have fun, but we can also try and be quiet too. Okay, so we're gonna be talking about some funny things, but we need you guys to handle it appropriately. And if every time we make a joke or talk about something funny, it goes into crazy, abysmal talking for 2 minutes, then this isn't gonna work. Thank you. Yeah, when I was in middle school, I dated a lot. I really liked girls. Okay. And, I thought every girl that I was with, like, man, she's the one, mom. Like, she's it, right? And I would go to extravagant lengths to do that. There was one time where to prove to a girl how committed I was to her, I did something crazy. We were talking on the phone once. We weren't dating, okay? We're just talking on the phone, like, oh my gosh, hey, what's up? Right? We liked each other. But then she mentioned to me that I was too hairy, okay?
I can see that, actually.
Yeah. And
you are so pretty hairy.
I am pretty hairy. And so I took that as, if I shave all my hair off, then she'll accept me. So what I did is I went in the shower and I shaved my legs down to beautiful, glossy, woman-like texture. And I went to school the next day, and she didn't talk to me at all for the rest of the year. So it didn't really work out.
Do you still shave your legs today?
No, I don't shave my legs. I got hairy legs. But the reason I say that is I want to pose a question to you guys of, like, I guess, what was your experience with dating in middle school? And I guess, what was your parents' reaction or philosophy to it? Did they say like a certain age and then you can date? Or I guess just tell me your dating mishaps in middle school.
So I have a story. Shh, listen up. I'm going to tell it once everyone's done talking. So when I was in eighth grade, I had a girlfriend. Yep, it's true. I had a girlfriend. I shouldn't have. I looked like a rag doll. My hair was like halfway down my shoulders. It was disgusting. Hey, whoever's over there that keeps doing that, zip it. Zip it. When I was in eighth grade, girlfriend, right? It was super great. We were in love. We were going to get married. We talked about it. We talked about it often. We had our children's names picked out. What we looked forward to the most was when we were able to drive, because, well, then we could actually hang out, not at home. And we were super in love. Seriously, it was very much like it was a real, we were super crazy in love, right? Here, you want to know where our relationship is at today? She is dating my best friend. And I'm doing their wedding in September. So the relationship didn't pan out for me, but for my best friend, it panned out real well. Panned out really good.
Now, did your parents say like, hey, Matt, we want, you can only date after age 13, or did they say 17 and you're like, I don't care, I'm gonna date anyway?
I didn't have any parameters.
Okay.
My first girlfriend, I don't consider either of them actual girlfriends, but my first girlfriend was seventh grade, second one, eighth grade. And my parents just didn't really care. They let me do my thing.
Okay.
So, first of all, I'm Paul. I want to shout out eighth grade boys right over there. I was pretty weak,
word.
Boys.
Oh, by the way, I never introduced them. That's Matt Velasco, high school pastor. That's Adrian Gonzalez. He's a senior. And then that's Paul Hamm. He's a dad.
He's a dad.
Okay, so continue. That's your identity.
Yeah. I'm a dad.
Your dad, that's your identity.
Dad. I'm a dad of a middle schooler. So back when I got my first girlfriend, I was in seventh grade. And my parents, we grew up in kind of this deal, right? Youth group was good. Went to church. I don't think I told my parents I was dating in seventh grade. I kind of did that on my own. I'm not suggesting that at all. But they figured it out, because back in those days, this was like right after telephones were invented. I had corded phones. I would spend hours at night talking on the phone to my girlfriend, because that's the only way we could really communicate. I couldn't drive at the time. We didn't really go out. My parents, you know, the parents, they wouldn't have approved of us going out on a date or something. So we just talked on the phone all the time. But we, too, were in love.
It's a real love.
Yeah. But back, it was a very real love. Yeah. And my parents, back in the day, you could pick up any phone in the house and you could listen in on the conversation. So that's how my parents kind of figured it out.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah. Yeah.
So be aware of old school phones.
Funny enough, I had the exact same experience. Midnight on the phone, my dad picked it up. About an hour into the conversation, my dad goes, "Matt, go to bed." No idea he was listening.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was amazing. Embarrassing.
That's amazing.
All right, so unlike those two, I didn't date anyone in middle school. Not because. Okay. Because I didn't really have any friends, so that was fun. Also, I didn't really have very developed social skills. I'm still working on that. I've been praying about that recently.
You're good.
But yeah, my parents didn't really set any limits as to dating. They always suggested that I started dating in high school. But it's really just more about, I mean, I had a lot of like girl friends the first half of my middle school career. And like that was super fun, just having friends that were girls, because you can like kind of connect in different level, because guys can sometimes be immature. And
no, really?
For real, yeah. It when I figured that out, it was kind of a shock.
Yeah.
But for me, that was really important. My friends didn't really have girlfriends, so I didn't really feel a need to have a girlfriend at the time. And my brother, on the other hand, always was dating someone, and he always had a girlfriend. And, you know, that was kind of tough for me, because I always wanted to be like him, and I always wanted to have a girlfriend in middle school. And, you know, I didn't, and I'm not, like, I'm better for it. I don't want to say I'm better for it, but, like, I don't really care now that I didn't have that experience. I don't feel like I lost anything from not having a girlfriend in middle school. Because I'm mature now, more mature now, and I can just look back as someone in high school and kind of appreciate the decisions I made at that point in my life.
Yeah, I think in the moment of middle school, I think in the moment of so many times in our life, we think like it's like make or break, like I have to do it now or it'll never happen. When I was at Bible college, everybody was like, everybody's just getting married all the time. And if you weren't engaged or, you know, ready to be married or in a relationship, people were freaking out because everybody else was getting engaged. And that's just not the truth at all. I want to ask you a little bit about, and feel free to comment more too, guys, was like this idea of like having relationships, having friendships with girls. Like, was that something that was like weird with your friends in middle school? Like, did you have friends with like that were girls in middle school? And like, how did that work out?
Yeah, so I mean, in elementary school, there's not really this like barrier, I feel like, as much as there is now, of like, oh, he's talking to her, like they're hanging out together. Like everyone's always like friends. And I feel like it changes in middle school a lot, and it doesn't need to. Like you can have a ton of friends of like the opposite gender and have super meaningful relationships, especially in middle school, because those are really formative years. And when I had friends who were girls, I didn't really think of them any differently, because in my like group of friends, we all had similar interests. And that's what matters, I think, when having friends, is having enough in common that you can relate to one another, but being different enough where everyone brings something like special to the table. So you just need to find that balance. And if you're friends with a girl, or if a girl is friends with a boy, like you guys don't need to date. You can just be friends. A piece of advice my mom told me, although I hate to admit it, she is right some of the time. I'm not saying you don't date in middle school, but one really good way to lose a friend is to date them. Because I knew someone, he's my brother's age, and he dated a lot of girls all the time, and he would lose those friendships, and then he would just be stuck with having no friends who were girls, because he had either already dated them, or they were friends with someone he had dated, and they didn't want to like be around it because that was his personality. So,
thanks, man. That was beautiful.
Thanks, boss.
That was good. That take that chunk of wisdom and put it in your pocket right now.
Lock it away.
That's a nugget right there.
So, you know what?
Don't let him out, though.
I loved middle school. I loved it. We call it junior high, middle school, same kind of thing, right? But through fourth grade, fifth grade, boys on one side, girls on the other side. And it's just, you remember this whole, you know, boys go to college to get more knowledge.
Yep.
Girls go to Jupiter. You know.
Don't say it.
Don't say it.
Don't say it.
So, and, you know, girls have cooties, that kind of stuff. Something happens when you get to middle school where it's like, hey, how you doing?
How you doing, right?
How you doing?
How you doing?
And so the boys and the girls start to mix.
Hey, guys. Hey.
And it's,
hey,
it's your first opportunity to really figure out what the opposite sex is all about. And it's so important. The time that you're in right now is so critical.
Pause for a second, Paul. Hey guys, like I said, we can totally stop talking if that's what you guys want us to do. But we're talking about this. We're being vulnerable with you guys, hoping that you guys will take it maturely. So because this is just amazing stuff to be able to, and vulnerable stuff to be able to talk about relationships and being a guy and being a girl. So Paul, keep talking.
So show of hands for the girls. This is a question for the girls. How many of you girls out there think guys are kind of weird and goofy? All right, good. All right. Shh, quiet, shh, quiet, shh, quiet, shh, quiet. Guys, question for you. How many of you guys think girls are kind of weird and goofy? Well, you know, I think another thing we wanted to talk about, and I'm going to turn it over to Matt here, but what are some of those things that as a guy you think, that as a middle school guy, you want girls to know about, you know, you as a middle school boy, right? What are the things that, why are you weird to girls? What's that all about, man?
I think it's different per guy. I think it's different. I mean, here's the truth, right? Guys and girls, completely different. Completely different. And so girls are going to look at guys and you're going to say, man, they're weird. They're weird. Why do they talk like that? Why are they picking their nose? Why do they smell bad sometimes? All of that stuff. And the girls are like, man, he's weird. Whereas the guys are looking at the girls and you're like, okay, they're doing all that stuff. That's weird. And so what you have to understand, hey guys, listen up, listen up, listen up, listen up. What you have to understand is that everyone in middle school thinks everyone else is weird. It's true. And guess what? Guess what? Here's the beauty. I'm 24 years old, and now I think being weird's a good thing. I do.
Yeah, man.
I really do. And so, hey, listen up. Listen up. The reason why I think sometimes girls think guys are weird is because sometimes guys are just acting strange. Sometimes they are acting weird, but what you have to understand is we're just having fun. We're just having fun. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I think we always think someone's weird that we don't know. And until I got to know some... So I went to a small school for a while, then I went to a big school for a while. And until I got to know certain girls that were around, I just was always like this foreign alien. They're like, girls, man, you know? And then reaching out to them, hanging out with them, playing sports with them, it just like changed my perspective. And some of my best friends in my life, to come full circle back to the friend conversation, you know, are girls. Because, A, girls are smarter than me. Like, my wife, she's exponentially smarter than me. And they're just more mature, right? Can I get an amen from the girls? Right? Man, we have so many other things to talk about, which we're not able to hit on. But in closing, guys, I want you to answer, fill in the blank at the end of this. Guys find girls attractive who blank. I guess what is your experience? Like, what's an attribute in a girl that you, as a middle schooler and as an adult now, but like, what's something that you find attractive in a girl? I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example. One of the things when I was in middle school, I just never liked were the girls who just like, I don't know why girls think, oh gosh, maybe I shouldn't say this. Okay, I'll say it, okay. I just didn't like the girls who acted dumb for attention. And don't point fingers, okay? I always just liked, we're taking a really godly perspective of this, aren't we? I just didn't like the girl. I just like the girls who did that because they thought that guys like that. And for the most part, guys don't really like girls who act dumb or are dumb. That sounds super, super mean. God made you exactly who you are. Don't point any fingers, okay? This is getting way out of my control here. But that's just something intelligence, intelligence and maturity, even at a young age in middle school, was something I just really liked. I appreciated. So, yeah.
I got it. Girls, listen up. This, hey, shh, quiet, shh, quiet. Nice. Well done. So one of the things that that I learned and started really feeling or found attractive in girls starting in junior high, middle school, and still to this day is really girls who are true to themselves. Girls, know yourself and be you. And boy, in middle school, don't try to be somebody that you're not. And I see that so often, and it's so, and I'm going to add one more thing, I find girls attractive who don't put other people down and don't spread gossip and rumors, and that's something that's so easy to do, especially with your phones these days. Girls that really take the high road and be true to themselves, I think that's really cool.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, I'll follow it up with this. Shh. Shh, quiet. Shh, quiet. Shh, quiet. Shh, quiet. Shh. Something that I discovered, similar to Paul, in middle school and in high school and then college and now out of college. And this is actually something that, and when I say this, I don't want you all to scream. I don't want you all to respond. I want you to just listen to what I'm about to say. This is something that culture does not afford guys. And what I find to be really attractive is girls who just care. Girls who just care.
Word.
Listen up. Quiet. And the reason why I say that is because we live in a world where guys aren't allowed to have feelings. Guys aren't allowed to have emotions. Guys, come on now. Come on now. Act your age. Be mature. You don't have to talk to everything. We don't have the opportunity that often to just share how we're feeling. Not a lot of people come up to us and ask, hey, how are you feeling? How are you? And so what I have always found very attractive, and I can proudly say that my fiance has this, is that she genuinely cares about how I feel, about how I am doing. And she asks me, Matt, how are you? How are you feeling? And she allows me to be emotional without making it seem like it's something that a man doesn't do.
Yeah.
All right, so those were basically the two things I was going to say. But I think one thing that I find very attractive, in a girl is, one, knowing themselves and caring, but also being committed to what they're passionate about. Because you know that if, let's say, like a sport, let's say they play soccer or something, if they're committed to a sport and they pour their heart into it, you know that in a relationship, they're going to do the same thing. And they're going to want to be with you. They're going to want to care about you, like what Matt was just talking about. And they're going to make the time to become invested in that relationship. And when someone is passionate about something that they do and they're committed, they don't quit, they don't make any excuses, they just do what they want to do, and it makes them feel better about themselves. So yeah, that's what I have to say.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I think Yeah, I think the biggest thing going forward, and I think you guys would agree with this, is just being applying your faith into relationships, pouring your faith into the relationships around you, whether that's friendships with other girls as guys or vice versa, or that's dating, if you're dating already, whatever it is, apply your faith into that. If you're a Christian, you believe that Jesus died for your sins, I mean, that changes how you approach everything in your life. And right now, culture is super messy. The world is super messy. Everything about sexuality and dating and relationships is just messy. And so to be lights, to be good Christian men, because you're men, to be good Christian women, man, it changes the world and whatever you're doing. Okay? Let's give a round of applause to these awesome panel people. Adrian Gonzalez, Paul Hamm, and Matt Velasco, our senior high pastor. Hey, we're going to head into small groups. Shh, not yet. Hey, before any teens stand up, okay? Leaders, with your small group questions, there's obviously some questions you're going to have to pick through because we weren't able to hit all of them. But hey, as you guys go into small groups, engage with those questions and have a good conversation. Hey, let's pray. Hey. Whoa. Hey, guys, one of the things we want to do here is treat you like your age. Matt said earlier, hey, act your age. People will tell you, hey, your age, you're immature. No, we believe you can be mature. The Bible says don't look down on believers just because they're young, okay? We're gonna treat you like you're mature, okay? So when we're talking up here and next week when we're talking, we expect that you guys to be mature and handle these conversations maturely and to be respectful about getting up and talking, okay? We value that. That's what we're trying to do as you guys are going into high school to be with Matt because that stuff won't fly with Matt, okay? Let's pray. God, thank you so much for your love. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us relationships all around us, Lord. And I pray that we, as Christians, as followers and lovers of you, would be lights in these relationships. Thank you for your love. In your name we pray. Everybody said? Now you can.